So in preparation for this coming year, we would like to encourage you to choose the things that you are not going to carry forward into this year. We are going to mention that in a year when there is a great deal of change, even when the change is good, you want your energy load to be light as you can possibly make it. We are not talking about perfection. We are not talking about never being upset or never working on an issue. But we are talking about consciously saying, in this particular way, I have done enough and I am willing to leave it behind in the old year. I do not want to carry it with me into the new year. When you have as an understanding that that is the way to lighten your year, then you have a very fine spiritual understanding. When we are talking about leaving something behind, we are going to speak about briefly about some of the issues that we want to at least lighten. If we cannot clear them, we at least want them to be lighter. And we will begin with one you are all familiar with, and that is perfectionism. When we enter any kind of process, and perfectionism is the driver, there is going to be fear, there is going to be anger, and ultimately there is going to be war. Whether that war is inside or outside, there is going to be that. So when we think about the voice inside of us, then we want to be sure that that voice understands that we do not need to hear the yapping of that you are not enough. That needs to be put down. And of course, we do want to understand the connection between the voice that is talking to us about why we have not done this, or this is not what it should be, or why. All of that creates fear and actually lessens our ability to create freely in a new year. And creating freely is what we want to focus on in the coming year. Now, what makes creating freely challenging, beside our own limitations, which we are going to put down as much as we can, is that the world is crumbling around you. We do not mean that in a dramatic sense, but there is so much that is turning over, that is collapsing, that is not doing what it has always done, that our need to bring our attention to the center of ourselves, to put down the heaviest thoughts and demands that happen inside of us and outside of us, is particularly important. Because when the world around us is at its heaviest, we need to be walking in the lightest possible way. So we are going to keep that in mind as this new year begins. We want to say to you that there is no such thing as too much kindness to yourself, to the world around you, but to yourself first. The best possible movement that you can make in regard to your own healing is kindness. It is all right to be impatient. It is in the human condition. We understand. But in your impatience, be very careful that the impatience does not turn to judgment, and the judgment does not turn to perfectionism, and the perfectionism does not turn to shame. This is a link that we do not need to carry forward. In a time when there is darkness and light and collisions of all kinds, inside of us, we wish to be the lightest of all possible beings. So, again, not that that is done perfectly, but we want to carry that forward because it is the safest way to walk in the year that is coming up, a year that will be full of challenge. We want to mention one other thing before we speak about this together, and that is, as you know, that there are two things that magnetize. One is love, which magnetizes kindness and magnetizes understanding and patience. And the other is fear, which magnetizes this perfection and control, another challenging word we understand. But when you find yourself in the midst of controlling, shall we say, in a big way, rather than defending to yourself why you are controlling, because we all know there are wonderful intellectualizations for controlling, but the truth of it is controlling is bad for you. And it controlling means that in back of the control, there is a fear and a heaviness and a problem putting it down and becoming lighter and more free as time goes by. So watch your own mind, and we all deal with this. So if you are in a place of over-controlling, do not defend it. There are always reasons that sent you to it, but rather say, oh, this controlling is sending me to fear. And this is not good for my energy. It does not make it free. It makes it small and tight, and it makes me unable to move forward. So this is a wonderful practice. Rather than to yourself defending why you have moved to a fear-based place, do not do that. Simply say, this is what has happened, and I am going to look to the most loving position I can find in myself to release me from this fear. So there, of course, are other things to work with in the year, but if you carry these as your best tools, you are going to be doing such a fine thing, not only for yourself, but for the world around you. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. So if you will make your spine straight and your body easy, and if you will remember this for the year ahead of you, what a powerful thing this is, the spine straight and the body easy. Begin to breathe. Breathe deeply in your body. And feel that there is light all around you. And we are going to breathe in the light and release the shadows. Feel the crown opening and connecting with the universe. And as you breathe in the light, the universe is filling you. Breathe in the light. Exhale the shadow. Breathe in the light. Make your awareness of the universe stronger. Exhale the shadow. Breathe in the light. Exhale the shadow. Be aware of your teachers gathered around you and above you, the teachers who know you, who know who you are and what you need in your body and outside of your body to create the life you wish to live. And see that they have prepared for you an energy of light for you with the information that you need. And feel that that energy that they have prepared and put above your head is going in with the golden light that the universe is sending you to power what you need. Feel that energy gathered above your open crown. And feel the golden light that is joining that energy. Let the crown open wide. And with the golden light, feel the energy coming down into your third eye, clearing any blockage to your intuitive powers, to your ability to know what is best for you. Feel the third eye take on your intention to know and honor your own knowing in peace, in kindness, in love. And feel that energy moving down in the golden light to your throat. And feel how wise your throat center is becoming. And feel it willing to speak kindness to you and to release to the power of the universe, to displace the energy of control and to accept power in its place. And feel the throat center becoming clear and strong. Feel that energy flow down through your body, into your heart, and feel the wisdom that has entered your heart and the heaviness that is leaving your heart. See the beauty of the flame of your own spirit in the center of your heart, and feel the movement of that energy all around the heart center to unblock it, to take away its pain, to move its fear out of your body, leaving it free and light and strong. Feel that energy flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel that the golden light brings kindness to the solar plexus. And that kindness is like oil. And the solar plexus moves out any harmful emotion, any damaging feeling that has been there too long. And where it took up space in your body, now there is only kindness and light and power. Feel the energy flow down through your body. And feel the energy moving into your second center. And allow the golden light to move out shame, to move out judgment, to move out limitation, and all the instincts that go with limitation. Feel the energy clearing negativity and judgment. Feel all of that being moved out of the second center, and feel the second center becoming light. And feel how it is to hold a body with no shame. Feel the light move down through your body, filling your body and moving into the root. And as the energy moves into the root, feel the echoes of the energy of worthy to create. Worthy to create. And feel the root awaken and hear the echoes and begin to form up a base from which you can create your life without worry, without shame, without limitation. And feel the energy of the earth come up. The energy that makes you strong and makes you able. And feel that energy come up from the earth in a light form. And join with the energy of your spirit, so that the way you walk in spirit is the way you walk on the earth. And let your energy body expand to hold every good thing. Now moving into your heart center, see that a path extends from your heart. And it is golden, and it is light. And it moves you up and above any limitation you may have had before. And you are in the night sky, in perfect balance with all of creation. And ahead of you there is a light and a gate. And the gate opens. And you are drawn into a place that is for you. Find water and refresh your spirit. And feel the rain of abundance and let it cover your spirit inside, outside, so that it is part of you and you walk with it. And feel that the rain becomes love. Let the rain fill you inside and cover you outside. And in your place, there is an altar. And on the altar, there is a gift. Rest your mind. Know that this is a gift from the universe. Know the gift. Feel your teachers in this place blessing you and thank them for the blessing. And come again through the gate, down the path, feeling the coolness of the night sky. Come back to this circle, to yourself, to your center. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.